Are you ready to embark on a journey of exploration and unlock the magic of your wonder? There is so much more in the universe than we have been shown. It is time to ask those questions, dissolve those barriers, and embrace your extraordinary life. Here is your fellow explorer in the realm of curiosity and discovery, with almost 20 years of inviting people to embrace the greatness of them, Danielle Carter.
Welcome, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder. Let me ask you a question. I know I ask that every time, but I'm a big fan of questions. So let me ask you, have you ever said yes to something when your whole body was screaming, "No, don't do it, don't do it"? Yeah. Or have you ever built a wall so high that nobody could reach you? Not even the people who love you the most. Boundaries can be magical when done well. Absolutely. And sometimes they can turn us into a prison cell we built for ourselves. And that's what we're exploring today. Boundaries, the good and the bad. This is an invitation because when we get boundaries right, we don't push people away. We actually invite more healthy, nurturing, caring relationships. And they open a door to a deeper connection, authentic giving, and freedom for you to be you. Welcome to the Exploration of Wonder. I am your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter. I'm a nationally board certified health and wellness coach, intuitive empowerment coach, and basically your biggest fan. I desire for you to have the life that you love, a life that you wake up every day excited to live. And if you have a topic that you would love to explore, I would love to explore it with you. Drop me a line at hello@danielle.com, D-O-N-N-I-E-L-L-E, two N's, two L's. So hello, at danielle.com. And let me know what subject you are curious about, what you are wondering about, and what you would like to explore. Because trust me, if you want to explore it, and I want to explore it, other people do too. So be that voice for them and let me know what you are curious about. All right, so today we're talking about boundaries, good and the bad. And, you know, I used to, you know, I've been a wellness coach for 18 years. And, you know, I talk about boundaries and stuff like that, but they also really kind of irritated the crap out of me. I'll admit it. I was always kind of, people would be like, "Oh, I have to put my boundaries up." And I'd be like, "Why does that irritate me so much?" They didn't even have to be to me. Like, it's not somebody going, "I have my boundary up to you." And they would just be like, "No, I have my boundaries up to that. I have my boundaries up." And it used to irritate the crap out of me, I'll be honest. And then I finally did something like, you know, ask a question. Why? Why is this irritating me so much? And then that's when I started really looking at it and going, wow, okay, what is the energy here? And that's what we're really going to delve into a lot of today is looking at the energy of it. Because as I said at the beginning, a healthy boundary helps you thrive, helps you be more you and happier and safer, yes, but also more nurtured and more cared for. An unhealthy boundary, the bad ones, are ones that leave you alone or isolated or just sad. You know, and the way I look at boundaries is, I don't know if you guys studied medieval or castles at all. I did. I have an archaeology degree. I studied all kinds of stuff. But what was interesting is I used to look at boundaries like, if you're a castle, and then you've seen those castles with the moats around them, right? And then, you know, you have the drawbridge and all that kind of stuff. And so when an invading army would come in and lay siege to the castle, sometimes the people invading would win simply because the people inside the castle would pull up the moat, pull up the drawbridge, so they had the moat. And then they would just have to wait. The invaders would just have to wait because they would run out of food or clean accommodations or anything like that. And so I always kind of looked at that, and that never made sense to me, because I'm like, well, you know what? They've just trapped themselves. The people inside, they think they're doing that for their safety, pulling up those drawbridges and secluding themselves, but they're actually putting themselves in a prison. Look at it. Study of history, right? How many wars were won against the castle because the castle ran out of food? They basically put themselves into a prison surrounded by an army. That's what we do sometimes with these boundaries. And that's the way I used to look at it all the time. And I've expanded my view, but I'm inviting you guys to look at that, because boundaries are not about putting yourself behind a wall with a moat surrounding you so you're trapped. A boundary should set you free. And a boundary isn't always something that's like a physical solid thing. Boundaries can move. Boundaries evolve. Boundaries flow. A healthy boundary today might be an unhealthy boundary tomorrow. So it's about looking at that energy of it. Are you honoring you, or are you resisting someone or something else? Okay, so you want to look at that. And excuse me. Because boundaries aren't always about don't come near me. They're about saying, this is how I honor myself. And in doing so, I can show up fully for you and for me. Okay. I heard somebody on some show say recently something to the effect of, honoring my boundaries is not about you accepting them. And I kind of loved that, because how many of us think our boundaries are stable, good ones when the other person agrees, right? And, you know, and I see this a lot with people who have been harmed by another person. They'll say something like, this is my boundary, don't you see? And they're like, yes or no or whatever. But if they say no, people tend to think their boundary isn't good enough. But honoring you with your boundaries is not about getting them to agree, because if you're setting up a boundary about somebody else, trust me, they're not going to agree. They're not going to sit there and go, you're right, I was mean. No, they're going to create their own little weird boundaries and things. So I'll say that again. Or is it, honoring my boundaries is not about you accepting them. I really like that. Okay. And so, and also one more thing, and then I have a bunch of like ways to recognize good boundaries versus unhealthy boundaries. Boundaries also don't have to be this huge all or nothing. Okay. That's the other thing I see that people do a lot, is it's a life or death event to set a boundary. And then they use it as this force. I'm setting that boundary. When you set a boundary, there should actually be space to it. You should actually be able to go, you know what? This no longer works for me. I draw the line here. You can no longer affect me. I no longer am willing to receive that. I am no longer going, oh yeah, that's okay, you can treat me that way. No, no, no. You're like, nope, I'm done with this. True boundaries have space. It's not a prison, a contraction, or anger. Potency, absolutely. There's a huge difference between potency and anger. So true boundaries have space. You're giving you the ability to breathe, to relax. You can still be very present and on guard, or whatever you want to call it. But your entire universe goes, I will no longer have this input, person, place, thing, event. I will no longer accept that as something valuable in my life, or acceptable, or that it's okay. So that's a healthy boundary. An unhealthy boundary makes you contract, makes you even more scared. It makes you feel like you can't go anywhere, do anything, say anything to anyone. Those are unhealthy boundaries. You're doing it from reaction, from scared, from you're still making them or the event the most important thing instead of you the most important things. So let me say this, because we've gone around with it. A healthy boundary makes you the most important thing in your life. An unhealthy boundary makes them the event, a situation, the most important thing in your life still. Okay. So a healthy boundary should make you the most important thing in your life. And you can even set boundaries with yourself. If this is not meaning you're separating from yourself. What this means is you can be like, wow, that's kind of an unhealthy activity. So I'm going to tell myself, self, no longer do this, no longer go there, be there, have that. So you can set those healthy boundaries even with yourself. And obviously it doesn't create a separation, I hope. If a boundary creates a split personality, let me know. It'd be fascinating to have a conversation. But anyway, so before we get into some of those tips for determining healthy or unhealthy, more tips, I guess. I do want to say, you know, I did say earlier that a bad boundary or an unhealthy boundary can come from fear. Let me rephrase that because I could hear somebody's head on that. A lot of boundaries are set when you're scared. Absolutely. But they can still be set from, you can be scared, you can be fearful, but they can be set with a space, with a potency. Even if you can't recognize it as that moment that you have that strength and the potency. But I'm here to tell you, my friend, even if you are so scared that your voice trembles, that you can barely speak, that you are trembling, that you are fearing for your life, that moment, even if it doesn't feel like it, even that moment that you go, enough, this is done. You are brave, you are potent. So you can have that fear, but you're not doing it from reaction. You're doing it from a state of action. And I applaud you for. Because like I said, I used to be like, oh, boundaries, poo-poo. But yeah, I'm like, oh, boundaries. But let's do them with healthy boundaries instead of unhealthy ones. So we can actually have more of us. And then have more of us to share with the world. Because one of the other things I see people doing so often with these boundaries is they create the separation. You know how I said that with we can set boundaries with ourselves and it doesn't create separation? Well, overall, unhealthy boundaries creates separation from other people. That's why I said at the beginning, it's like, have you put yourself so much so behind a wall that the people who love you most can't even reach you? It happens. Sometimes when we set these unhealthy boundaries, we think it's for our safety, but we wall ourselves off. And then we create separation from receiving from the universe, from those who love us and can contribute and nurture us. Because the other thing that unhealthy boundaries don't, well, one thing that people don't talk about, but we are today, that unhealthy boundaries do is not only do they separate us from people, places, and things, they can also separate us from our awareness. And so if somebody comes into our lives who would be healthy and nurturing, we can't recognize it. We paint them with the same brush or the situation is like, that's just like the last one. Instead of being present with it and with our awareness, that the healthy boundaries allow awareness. Unhealthy boundaries do not allow awareness. And so when you have those healthy boundaries and a new person, place, thing, or opportunity comes into your life, you go, yes, thank you. That does match the energy of the life I would like to create. Yay. Instead of unhealthy boundaries separates you from that awareness and you're like, oh, what do you want? Oh my gosh, is this going to turn out just like last time? Well, it is with that. Okay. With unhealthy boundaries, they create separation from your awareness. And that's huge. If you hear nothing else but that this show, please hear that. Unhealthy boundaries separate you from your awareness. Healthy boundaries gives you all the awareness that you are capable of. All right. So we are going to go on our first commercial break. And when we come back, hello, all my friends, I'm going to give you some tips for determining healthy versus unhealthy boundaries. Like I said, more tips because we're already kind of talking about it. But I'm going to be very delineated and listed out because you know me. I love my lists. I love my tips. I love my tricks. Basically, I love the insights that I get to share with you to invite you to a funner life. Because really, if you're not having fun, please change something. Life should be fun. Even weird days can be fun days. Haven't you ever had those days where you're like, oh my gosh, everything is so weird, but I'm still having fun. I'm still good. Okay, so we're going to go on our commercial break. And when we come back, the 10 tips for determining healthy versus unhealthy boundaries. And you are exploring with me, Danielle Carter, on the Exploration of Wonder. And we are on Inspired Choices Network. And we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle, and I am so excited you're here. Thank you for showing up. Today, we are exploring boundaries, healthy versus unhealthy, the good and the bad. I know so many people do the maybe the good, the bad, the ugly. Like, yeah, we're throwing in the ugly with the bad. But today, we are talking about those boundaries, because healthy boundaries should free you. Unhealthy boundaries wall you up and separate you. So one of the first ways to determine if it's a healthy or unhealthy boundary is to check the energy behind it. Okay. A healthy boundary comes from self-respect and clarity. Unhealthy comes from fear, control, or avoidance. And it just hit me. I'm not sure we've really talked a lot about what a boundary would be. So I'm pivoting. You gotta love live, right? So I'm gonna pivot a little bit here. So what am I talking about with boundaries? And I've hinted at it a little bit, but I wanna be very clear when I'm talking about boundaries. I am talking about those moments where you have a person, place, thing, event in your life that is not creating more. Sometimes it puts you into fear for your life. Sometimes it just puts you into uncomfortableness. Sometimes it's just something that makes you feel weird. So a boundary, how we're looking at it today, are those moments where you go, you know what? No, this is no longer acceptable. So here I'm putting up a boundary. And what so many people do is put up a firm boundary, a wall. But really, it's just that ability to go, no more. I do not accept this. This no longer works. You cannot treat me that way. I'm not going to treat me this way. This situation, I'm going to quit it. Job, marriage, whatever it is. This is no longer serving me. It's no longer healthy. It's no longer happy. It's whatever, if it ever was. So the boundaries we're talking about are those moments where you stand up and go, enough. Enough. And let me be clear, you absolutely should do that. There are times and situations and events in your life when you should go, enough, done. I've allowed this, but no more. So this show today is really to support you in that, so that when you have those moments of enough, done, I'm going to choose and change and create something different, is creating those healthy barriers so that you can keep going, so you can create that life, so you can have that happiness that you know is out there and that you can receive. All right. So this is what the show is about today, is having you through those barriers so that you can create that life. Because so many people I've worked with, right, in my private sessions or in classes, when they talk about doing these barriers, I think that's one of the things, you know, I said at the beginning, boundaries used to irritate me all the time. And I think they used to irritate me because I could see how people would wall themselves away. They put up some like firm, energetic wall, like, nope, no more. And I could see how they were putting themselves in prison when a healthy boundary. Let me talk about that wall a little bit more, because when you put up that wall, how much energy goes into putting up that wall? And then how much energy goes into maintaining that wall? And that's where you get into those unhealthy boundaries. Because you can put so much energy into maintaining that boundary that you forget to live your life. You forget to be happy. You forget to actually accept and choose and receive everything that you left that situation or person for. Because it takes so much energy to keep those walls in place. And in that, as I said before, then you make them, that situation, the most important thing, because you have to maintain that barrier. You have to maintain that wall. And so you're always waiting for them to storm the castle, as I was talking about earlier in my example. You're putting so much energy into maintaining that wall because you're always afraid of them storming the castle, which tied into when I said that unhealthy boundaries cuts off your awareness. It's one of the ways that does that. But a healthy boundary, what that does is it gives you the awareness. And if they ever do decide to storm the castle, you're like, I'm not going to be here. I'm going to go somewhere else, or they can't even find you because you're so different. Okay. And that way you're the most important thing in your life instead of them. So this is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about boundaries today, is those sparks, those moments where you stand up and go, enough, done. I no longer accept this as my reality, person, place, thing, or situation. Okay. So those are the barrier. Those are those type of boundaries that I'm talking about. That inner moment of strength. That inner moment, I want you to be able to look at these things and fan that flame of inner strength, that moment where you go, enough, done. And then you have space and you create a life instead of enough, done, and then spend the rest of your life keeping up that barrier. So in fear of them storming the castle. It's a huge difference. Huge energetic difference. So that's what we're all about today. So how to determine if you created a healthy or unhealthy boundary? Check the energy behind it. We're back to that. A healthy one comes from self-respect and clarity. Unhealthy comes from fear, control, or avoidance. It's that contraction, that negativity, right? Which leads me to our second one. Notice how it feels in your body. You guys knew I'd eventually bring bodies in again? Of course I am, because your body is a source of information. And so your body will let you know, because a healthy boundary, you feel lighter, calmer, and more grounded. It's that space I'm talking about, right? You're more present in your life. An unhealthy, you feel tense, walled off, or disconnected. And basically, I know I've set an unhealthy boundary and my clients have set an unhealthy boundary because they even hold their posture different. When somebody, whether it's yourself or somebody else, is talking about this boundary they set up, are they shoulders back, heads up, and talking about it? They might be earnest, they might be enthusiastic, They might be passionate, but are they shoulders back, rib cage up, and just like, yeah, this is what I'm doing? Or are they like this? Are they shoulders contracted in? And, you know, if you're not watching, I'm kind of leaning forward and just like my whole body is contracting within itself. That's the unhealthy, fearful boundary. You're waiting for your castle to be stormed. That's an unhealthy boundary. So listen to your body. How does it feel in your body? Combine it with that energy one. What's the energy behind it? Because when the energy, like I said, fear can be in there, but you can also be like fearful and taking that step and have that space and have that clarity. Okay. So how does it feel in your body? Look at it. What's your body doing? Is every muscle in your body tight? You know, I'm like to say, like, is your sphincter clenched? Sorry, I couldn't resist. Then it might be an unhealthy boundary. So just, it could be nervousness. So just take a look at it. How does it feel in your body? Number three, look at connection versus isolation. A healthy boundary creates space for authentic connection and respect. Unhealthy cuts you off, leaves you lonely, or pushes away support. And this is kind of what I was talking about earlier, about we can put ourselves behind these walls, and then if somebody comes up, somebody new, person, place, thing, and then we go, oh my gosh, look, yeah, hi, who are you? What do you fit the energy of my new life? Great, come on in. Or, oh, who are you? Do you fit the energy of my new life? No? Okay, bye. Thanks for playing. Right? Because a healthy connection creates space for authentic connection and respect and that awareness. Unhealthy leaves you feeling lonely or skeptical. And here's the thing is we can have boundaries that we didn't even know about. I remember when I wish I could say it was like 1,000 years ago, but it's not. It was probably like 15 years ago. I didn't realize I had a major boundary around men. Like, there was this really attractive guy who came down and sat next to me in a class one time. He's like, hi. I'm like, what do you want? I literally was like, what do you want? And he's like, I'm just saying hi. I heard you talk and I wanted to chat. And I'm like, why? So I had that. It was an unhealthy boundary. I didn't even know I had it until that moment, because I was just like, that internal voice inside your head, I'm like, what is going on? Why are you reacting this way? And so that's an unhealthy boundary because it cuts you off, leaves you lonely, or pushes away support. Are you skeptical when people come in? Like I said, and he had no agenda. He was like, I'm just saying hi. And it's funny, we're friends and we've laughed about it since then. But I just thought it was funny. So it's like, are you skeptical when when people first come in and you're like, what do you want? Are you going to hurt me? What are you doing? You might have an unhealthy barrier or unhealthy. Sorry, that's that unhealthy boundary. It's that moment. It's that moment when Danielle forgot the word of the day, which was boundaries. So yes. So if you're skeptical when somebody or a situation first comes up, and I mean, because there's absolutely a healthy amount of like, what is this going to be? That's question. You should question things. But if you're that skeptical doubt or fear, what do you want? Is this going to work? You're going to hurt me? Am I going to be screwed again? Am I going to lose all my money? You might be functioning from an unhealthy barrier or boundary. So you might want to start looking at that. All right. So we are going to go to our next break because basically I think my head's gone. It's been a fun day, my friends. So we're going to go to our next break here soon. But I do first want to invite you to rate me. Oh, but really, if you are enjoying the show, if you're enjoying the exploration of wonder, I would love your support. I am a growing show, a growing channel, and you know what? I would love to get more people out there hearing what's going on. So if you're enjoying this, if it is inspiring you, if it is making you go, aha, interesting, I would love for you to go to your favorite platform, YouTube. It's on YouTube, iTunes, whatever it is, and sign up, rate, and even share. I would love to know what you think about it. Leave a comment. I promise I will answer all comments. All right, so you are watching or listening to the Exploration of Wonder with me, your host and fellow explorer, Danielle Carter, and we are on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends. Today we are talking about boundaries, healthy versus unhealthy. And if you've turned me into a drinking game, you'd be drunk at the number of times I have said boundaries today. So maybe don't do that. All right, so right now we're going through how to recognize healthy versus unhealthy boundaries. So back to it. Number four, check for flexibility. What does this mean? Well, a healthy boundary is adaptable to different situations and people. And, you know, that's what, kind of what I was saying earlier about how boundaries ebb and flow and move, and sometimes they go away because you no longer require it. Okay, unhealthy boundaries protects one side while harming or confusing the other. I've seen a lot of people do this too. They put up a boundary with accusation, and that's back to that. Honoring my boundaries doesn't mean you have to get it or accept it. Okay, so check for flexibility. Number five, ask who benefits. I know this seems like a weird one, but stick with me. A healthy one benefits both you and the relationship. It's a win-win. Doesn't mean the other party might be happy, but it is a benefit to both, okay? Because if they're willing to learn, then it's a win-win. Unhealthy protects one side while harming or confusing the other. And, you know, and I have a client who, this friend all of a sudden went, "We can no longer be friends. I have to put up a boundary to you." She literally said those words, and my client came to me and went, "I don't know what's going on." That's an unhealthy boundary because my client was like feeling guilty, confused, and she's like, "I don't know what happened," and she won't talk to me. So she's like, "I can't even apologize." And so ask who benefits. An unhealthy one is protects one side while harming and confusing the other. Okay. And this wasn't an abusive situation, because if it's an abusive situation, then that's when you go, "Bye." And it doesn't matter the other one. This one, they were happy-go-lucky, and until one day they went, "I'm done with you." And my client was like, "What just happened? We were, what just happened?" Okay, so if it's confusing or harming the other, it might be an unhealthy boundary. Yeah, somebody in the chat room said the same thing happened to them. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? I think that's why I've had such a negativity for a long time around these boundaries, until I really started like, let's explore and look at these boundaries of like healthy versus unhealthy and how to adapt it and make a better world for everybody, okay? Because we do need those moments where we stand up and go, enough, done. You absolutely should. All right, number six, notice your emotions afterwards. And this one, if you are looking at my notes, which I know you're not, I hardly look at my notes, but if you are, this one would be in your head. It should be red and bold and like 100 points so you can see it and not miss it. Notice how your emotions are afterwards. Healthy leaves you feeling empowered, peaceful, strong. And I will say again, you can still be afraid. You can still be nervous, but you have that thread of strength and empowerment and like, yes, I did it. And I'm really nervous and I'm going to run away, but I did it. Okay. It should have that expanded energy to it. An unhealthy one leaves you guilty, resentful, or drained. And let me say again, drained is different than exhaustion. Because I get it. You could be like, I got away from this and I'm so tired. I just need to take a nap. That's exhaustion. Exhaustion is different from drained. Drained is more of that like, you don't have any wells within you, right? You are completely drained and you keep draining. That's the thing. A healthy boundary fills those wells of energy back up. An unhealthy boundary keeps that drained, keeps it draining. Okay. So hope that made sense outside of my head. Number seven, pay attention to communication. Boundaries are expressed clearly with kindness. Yes, you can have some potency behind it, but that can also be a kindness to it. An unhealthy boundaries are unspoken, implied, or expressed with anger. Kind of like the same thing that happened to that client of mine and apparently somebody in the chat room, which I'm sorry that happened to you. It's no fun. I've had it happen too. It's like, what just happened? And then sometimes, if I can be a cheeky little monkey, sometimes those unspoken, implied, or expressed with anger boundaries, you should be grateful for. If they're to you, because they're like, thanks for revealing yourself. Bye. Moving on. That's a whole topic, though. Number eight, examine whether it honors your needs. A healthy boundary acknowledges what you require to thrive. An unhealthy ignores your needs while trying to control others. And again, this is looking at the energy. Are you the most important thing in your life now, or have you still made them, the situation or event, the most important thing? Okay? Because then you're still trying to control them. Yes, control them. And I know some of this, you guys, is going to be make you go, excuse me? Good. Look at it, please. Because if you're still trying to control them, hurt them the way hurt you, or however it is, then it's an unhealthy boundary. It's not helping you be more of you. It's helping you be more of them. And that's no fun. Number nine, check the longevity. A healthy boundary strengthens relationships and self-respect over time. Like I said, a healthy boundary does not put you in jail, does not put you in a castle surrounded by an army. It helps you grow. It helps you thrive. It helps you explore. An unhealthy one creates patterns of conflict, avoidance, or breakdown. And sadly, this is a state where I see a lot of clients come to me because they're like, I've done this. I have this barrier. I have this boundary. And I'm like, I'm freaking out and I don't know what to do. And well, let's see how we can shift and change that boundary, shall we? Because if you're not growing, you're still in jail. You might be removed from the situation, but you're still there. Energetically, you're still there. And that's what all this is about, is getting you to shift that energy so that you can thrive. And number 10, ask, is this an invitation or a lockdown? Which is kind of the summary of the whole thing. I get it. A healthy invites respect, balance, and deeper trust. Unhealthy locks you into isolation and resentment. I've talked a lot about that, so I won't delve further into that. So if you realize you're having some negative or not good, unhealthy boundaries, what do you do? I'm so glad you asked. So recognizing it is always the first step, but then what do you do? Okay. So here are some tips for navigating those boundaries. Number one, start with awareness. Notice where you feel drained. This is what your body is whispering, boundary needed. Okay. So, and another tip I could say for what do you do if you recognize you have an unhealthy boundary is, what do you think about it? I know that sounds weird, but what do you think about this boundary? Why do you think you need this boundary? Okay. When you look at why do I need this boundary, you're going to protect myself, to save myself, to this. You're going to start looking at the energies. You're going to start looking at where you've put the boundary on. You're going to start having that place where you go, oh crap, I put myself into jail here. So one of the first things you need to do if you're navigating these unhealthy boundaries and shift them to a positive, a happy, healthy boundary is, why do I have this boundary? What is my intention with it? Because sometimes I've asked clients this, and I'm like, okay, so what's the purpose of this boundary? And they'll actually say, to get them. Oh, okay. And then realize that, oh, I've made my boundary about them instead of about me. Because at the end of the day, boundaries should be about honoring you, not controlling them. Okay. So to do that, then you want to redefine boundaries. They're not walls, they're doorways. And that's, I kind of love this reframing, right? Because so many times with boundaries, we think of walls, of castles, of, maybe it's just me to think of castles, but we think of walls or like lines in the sand of no more to keep things out. What if they're a doorway? So reframe it. Where is this doorway leading me? I'm walking through this doorway. Let the right energy in and keeps out what harm you, because even a doorway doesn't have to be a solid thing, because a true healthy boundary allows in the energies that nurture. Okay, so redefine it, reframe it. It's not a wall, it's a doorway. A doorway you have the ability to answer and say, hello, come on in, or nope, stay out. Okay, but you have the full control in that. And number three, check the motivation. I've talked about that a little bit. A healthy boundary comes from self-worth, not fear or control. And I will say again, it doesn't mean you can't be scared. Because I've seen a lot of people put up boundaries, leave situations or people, and they're scared. But there's also that quiet strength. So when I say it comes from self-worth, not fear, it's not, it really, it should be, it's coming from action and not reaction. All right. Because I've seen people who have this doing it from reaction and that fear and that contraction and putting themselves in a prison. Oftentimes they'll recreate that situation, go back to that situation or accept those energies again. And that's one of my targets with all this is, so you actually make a change that sticks. And you love, and that every day you wake up going, yay, I'm so like, oh, that's behind me. You know, I was listening to a song before the show, and I forget what her name is, Ava Marx or something like that, Ava Max, I forget. And, or no, maybe it was, I can't remember, not the point, I'll find out later. And she said that this will be the dust when I'm older. And I love that. And that's what boundaries should also be, is like, oh, this will just be the dust when I'm older. I'll be like, oh, yeah, I remember that. And as you blow it off and blow it away, it's like, oh, yeah, that was so long ago. It'll be the dust when I'm older. Even if you're older, it's just tomorrow. You're one day older. All right. We're going to go for our last break. I can't believe we're here already. And if, you know, I've mentioned a lot of clients and that kind of stuff. So if now is the time for you and I to have a private chat, what I like to call the one-on-one sessions, please do check out my website, danielle.com. There's lots of classes coming up. I have new ones starting next week, this week. I always have new classes starting. But also go to the session page if it's time for you and I to have a chat. If there's something you'd like to get accomplished or shift or change, I am here for you, and I would love to have that conversation with you. So Do check it out, donnielle.com, donnielle.com. And I'm Danielle, and you are watching or listening to The Exploration of Wonder on Inspired Choices Network, and we'll be right back.
Ever feel like there's more to life than meets the eye? A sense of wonder just beyond your grasp? Are you ready to create a life that inspires you so much that each day you are excited to wake up and live it? Join Danielle Carter, a nationally board-certified health and wellness coach, weekly as she explores the universe on the exploration of wonder. Explore everything from harnessing the power of your mindset to connecting with your intuition and harnessing the energetic forces around us. With a blend of humor, warmth, directness, and a dash of cheekiness, Danielle shares easy-to-use, pragmatic, yet magical techniques you can implement immediately to infuse your life with wonder. Join us as we navigate the fascinating landscapes of the seen and unseen, and together create lives filled with joy, purpose, and boundless possibility. This is the Exploration of Wonder with your guide, Danielle. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to hello@danielle.com. Now back to the exploration.
Welcome back, my friends. Today we're talking about boundaries, the good and the bad, the healthy and the unhealthy. And so let's get back right into it. So when you've recognized you have some unhealthy boundaries, what do you do? Well, the next suggestion is to say no without apology. Because when people go, I'm doing this boundary, I'm sorry. You're setting an unhealthy boundary. It's not about saying no and being a dick or a bitch. Okay. It's just about saying no from a strength and potency that no of like, no, done, no more. Space, possibility, and ease. Okay. So, but if you say no with an apology, you're actually disintegrating your boundary and you're putting yourself into an unhealthy boundary. No is a complete sentence. No guilt required. Guilt is still yesterday. So next one, practice small no's. A lot of people think that it's an all or nothing. The second we get into, I'm doing this boundary. It was fine yesterday, today it's not. Boundary, done. Sometimes we need practice. Some of those bigger boundaries or steps or actions can be scary. So start with a smaller one. Do things like, no, I'm going to go to bed now instead of later. It could be like, no, you know what? No, I want that French fry or whatever it is. So start with smaller no's and celebrate those wins and get used to that energy. Because remember, it's all about the energy. So when you're able to be like, no, this is a boundary, I'm even starting with myself, then it gets easier to start boundaries with other people as well. Remember your energy field, okay? Boundaries are energetic. I have yet to see anybody actually create a castle, put a moat, and put themselves in it. That wasn't in the medieval times. Okay, so remember your energy. Please check in with your energy about this all the time. And I'm going to ask you to give something up next. Give up people-pleasing. As a reformed people pleaser who still takes it out every once in a while just to like polish it, please drop the people pleasing. Because have you ever noticed, as a people pleaser, you get into a relationship with somebody who you're trying to please, they're never pleased. They're always asking for more and you're always going, okay, I'll give you more. Sure. So drop the people pleasing. Pleasing others at the expense of yourself isn't kindness, it's self-abuse. I am not for self-abuse. I'm not for abuse of any kind, but let's start with self-abuse, shall we? An unhealthy boundary you'll notice is if you're feeling resentment, and then you want to go, why am I resenting this? Why am I upset about this? You know, I had a situation recently, and somebody requested something of me, and it was fine. And I'm like, wow, this is really irritating the crap out of me. And I wanted to be like, no, and put up the barrier, put up a boundary. And I'm like, okay, really, what's going on? So the resent me told me something was going on. And then always go back to the question, because that's how you really change it from unhealthy to healthy, is look at the energy. What's the motivation? What's going on underneath? And so with this resentment, why am I being resentful? Seeing what your motivation is, okay? Communicate clearly and release, please, please release the selfish guilt. Setting boundaries is not guilt, is should not be guilty. It's not selfish. It is something that is absolutely required, all right? And then the last one is celebrate your progress. That's what those no's, those wins, whatever it is. Every time you honor yourself, you reinforce your worth and you build that familiarity with that energy of going, oh, this is what a healthy boundary feels like. Oh, this is what a healthy boundary feels like. Oh, I'm really angry and mean and upset with this person. I'm resenting that. Okay, that's an unhealthy one, right? How is your body feeling? What's the energy like? And I know some of you may be listening going, I don't know what energy feels like. You do. And let your body help you. That's why I'm like, I always like tend to combine those, because your body is a source of information. If your body's tight and shoulders are hunched, chances are you're trying to create an unhealthy boundary. But if your shoulders are back and you can breathe, you're setting a healthy boundary. Okay. So boundaries are not about don't come near me. Well, I mean, don't get me wrong. There are some that's like, don't come near me. I get that. But it's also about saying, this is how I honor myself. And in doing so, you can show up more fully for you. And here's the fun part. The more you're you, the more you can be you for the world. And that's what I think is really amazing. And this is why I say self-care like this, like setting healthy boundaries, is something the world is asking you to do. Because the more you have of you, the more you can share with other people. And that's why it's not selfish. It is absolutely, absolutely required. And I have some fun videos, quick little 10-minute videos on YouTube, if you want to go check those out. It's Danielle Carter on YouTube. I know. The joy of having an unusual name. Two N's, two L's. So, but the bad side of boundaries looks like isolation, walls, exhaustion, confusion, anger, resentment, being drained. And the good ones, clarity, energy, freedom, and genuine connection. Okay. Remember, setting limits isn't selfish. It's one of the most loving things you can do for yourself and for those around you. Because what are we teaching others? Okay. Next week, I would love to say, where's my note? There it is. Next week, it's a big fun topic, judgment. What even is it? Because we talk about this, don't judge. You shouldn't judge. Judgment's bad. Judgment cuts off awareness. Judgment is anger, whatever. Why? Really, why? We're going to explore judgment. I find it so interesting. And it's so confusing that there's even two different spellings of judgment, which confuses the heck out of me. So next week, we're going to explore this thing called judgment. What is it even, and why am I not supposed to do it? Because sometimes some of us used to do as a hobby. I used to do as a hobby. All right, my friends. So I hope this conversation today contributed to you and setting healthy boundaries versus unhealthy boundaries. Because absolutely, there are times in our lives when we should stand up and go, enough, done, no more. But then please look at the energy, look at your body. Are these boundaries that you're setting freeing you, or are they putting you in prison? Are they helping the world be a better place, or are they limiting what is possible out there in the world? So please do check it out and be gentle with yourself. It's a journey, not a destination. All right, my friends, thank you so much for exploring with me today on the exploration of wonder. And until we play again, have a fun week, a healthy week, a happy week, and be back next week. Because guess what? I will be too. And please do check out the replays and have a fun, flowy, magical week, everyone. Bye. Thank you.
Thank you for exploring with us today. Danielle returns Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Mountain, 1 p.m. Pacific. Until then, be curious, be wonder, and explore the magical universe around you.